Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. As the growing season reaches its crescendo in Maryland over the next few weeks, a lot of us will be prowling the markets with hungry eyes. I, for one, often buy now and worry later about how I'm going to use all that great produce. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Scola Cooking School, we're going to offer a two-part series called What to Do with All That Produce.
Exactly, because you're right. It's coming in hot and heavy as we speak.
It is, so you need some ideas. First, the produce that will offer a solution. Let's start with parsley.
Okay.
Tons of it out there. And one of the easiest and most useful condiment garnishes you can whip up is gremolato.
Right.
Which is sort of a pesto made out of parsley.
I was going to say, yeah, it's very pesto-esque.
Very, very similar. Two tablespoons each of grated and lemon zest is
great. Yeah, lemon is a big component of gremolato.
Orange zest, you can do that. Some garlic. And then a lot of finely minced up parsley.
Sure.
And I think just any of the parsleys are going to work. A lot of fun and different flavors with each of them.
Right.
But you toss these together, stick it in the fridge, and it's just a really marvelous thing to do.
Right.
Okay. Jerry, tons of sweet peppers out there.
Yeah. I think that sausage and peppers or brats and peppers,
yes.
I mean, that's almost sort of signifies the end of summer. I mean, so as you said, that's what's interesting is the variety of peppers is endless, it seems, these days.
Yes.
And many, many, many sweet varieties. I remember in the old days you'd see like this hot pepper, that hot pepper, this hot pepper, that. But the sweet varieties are coming on strong.
Yeah.
Shishito, or it's such a lovely pepper, or the long banana peppers. So, you know, I saute them in some olive oil with an equal complement of great onions. You know,
yeah.
Red onions or even, I know that the guys I've seen Cipollini onions mm-hmm. at the market, which are great sweet onion. And just basically saute these guys up, add a little bit of wine, cover the pan, let them just sort of get nice and soft.
Mm-hmm.
I like a bit of crushed red pepper in mine to give them a little spice, but you know, the sky's the limit, and just season them up and use them.
And for sausages, I like the ones at Liberty Delight Farms and Woolsey Farm.
Oh, yeah.
Really, really nice. Now, there's more fresh fruit out there that I know what to do with, but
right.
Here's an idea. Make a wheat berry salad.
Yeah,
and wheat
healthy
berries,
grain.
It is a very healthy grain.
And actually kind of a nice foil for sweet things because
it has
an earthy component that needs a balance, a little bit of that sweetness.
It can be very chewy, so I cook mine or soak it like all day long.
Yeah.
You know, give it a
sure.
real long time. And then any kind of fruit that you want to chop up. Plums have been awesome
yep.
this year. And I like to put in a little bit of onion and parsley and some olive oil, some good vinegar. It's a great time to, you know, try whatever vinegars you got. And just go to town. Speaking of tree fruit, peaches are abundant.
Yeah, I mean, Maryland peaches are amazing. And so again, I think that interesting, like to me, peaches as a fruit mostly love to complement savory dishes.
Mm-hmm.
And a barbecue sauce with peaches is outstanding. So, you know, and peeling them though, I think is crucial because the skin on a peach is not super appetizing in these types of foods. So get a good rolling, boiling water, score the bottom of the peach, chop them in for a couple of minutes, ice bath, and you should be able to peel that skin right off. You also might want to ask your farmer if they're freestone or clingstone peaches.
Freestone is so much
freestone
easier.
Freestone makes your life a lot easier.
That's right.
And then just the savory components of barbecue sauce,
right.
onions, the other types of brown sugar, those things. And then puree this up, and boom, you've got a great barbecue sauce.
And we have the classic Maryland ingredients of white corn. We got tomatoes, watermelon, peaches, cantaloupe, sweet onions, all sorts of fresh herbs. Jerry, let's put together a Chesapeake salsa.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, I think it's probably one of the greatest things on a soft-shell crab is corn, tomatoes, and those things that are coming in right now.
It's a great time. We're going to put all of these ideas on the website. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.